KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 1 degree above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy, windy, and cold today, with temperatures nearly steady in the single digits. Winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, creating a wind chill as low as 20 to 30 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon on Tuesday for the entire KJAN listening area. The cold wind chills of 5 to 30 degrees below zero can cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin, so do be sure you cover up, wear your hat and gloves today, and extra layers of clothing as well. In the news, emergency crews and law enforcement kept very busy Sunday morning and last night responding to numerous accidents along Interstate 80 and elsewhere. One of the incidents happened at around 8:50 a.m. on I-80 eastbound at the 64-mile marker. Two subjects were transported to the Cass County Hospital. One person was said to have been seriously injured. The left lane of the eastbound interstate was partially blocked and traffic was moving slowly for about 90 minutes or so. Not long after that, there was what was described by dispatchers as a massive pileup near the 70-mile marker, and a veterinarian was called to check on a horse being hauled in a trailer that was involved in one of those crashes. Numerous other non-injury accidents were reported along the same stretch of road from about the 64 to 70 mile markers Sunday morning, both east and westbound. And at around 10:12 p.m. Sunday, Atlantic Fire, Marnie Fire, Cass County Sheriff's deputies, and the Iowa State Patrol responded to a crash on I-80 near the Marnie exit involving at least two semi-tractor trailers. No other details are currently available on those accidents. Police in Council Bluffs last night responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle on the 1800 block of 28th Avenue. They were dispatched to the scene at around 10:15 p.m. A caller told authorities two men were parked in the vehicle and had walked west. Officers arrived on the scene, and while they were checking on the vehicle, they heard two shots fired close by. A short time later, two males were seen running back toward the suspicious vehicle. Officers took both parties into custody and transported them both to the Criminal Investigations Division in Council Bluffs for questioning. One male was questioned and later released. The second male is a juvenile. His name was not released. Officials located a stolen semi-automatic pistol on the juvenile, who was charged with trafficking in stolen weapons, unauthorized possession of a weapon, obtaining a weapon without a permit, and reckless use of a firearm. The juvenile is being held in the Southwest Iowa Detention Center. Red Oak police Saturday afternoon arrested 28-year-old Bruce Anthony Kamen Jr. of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 2:15 p.m. in the 1400 block of Forest Avenue. Kamen Jr. faces charges that include domestic abuse, assault, first offense, simple assault, and obstruction of emergency communications. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Police in Creston said no injuries were reported following an accident early Saturday afternoon at the intersection of South Peterson and West Jefferson Streets. A 1987 Ford Taurus, driven by 88-year-old Marjorie Maxine Lowe of Creston, was southbound on South Peterson and had stopped at the intersection before continuing south when the car was hit by a 2008 Kia Optima, driven by 19-year-old Carson Joe Wheat of Orient. Wheat was traveling east on West Jefferson when his vehicle was struck on the driver's side door. Officials say the accident happened at around noon on Saturday. A parked vehicle on Jefferson near the intersection blocked Lowe's view, which contributed to the crash. There were no citations issued, and damage amounted to $2,600. Authorities say a 2-year-old girl who was found unresponsive along with her mother in a Council Bluffs apartment fire last week has died. Anaya Patton died Friday night at Children's Hospital in Omaha, where she'd been taken, after being found by firefighters in a burning apartment Wednesday morning. An autopsy has been ordered. The girl's mother, 37-year-old Michelle Patton, remained in critical condition at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha at last report. Firefighters were sent to the blaze at around 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, and within minutes, they had the fire under control, and they found the mother and child in a bedroom. At the time, neither had a pulse, and CPR was started to revive them. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. In other news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session beginning at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom on the second floor of the courthouse in Greenfield. Their meeting includes discussion and/or action on taxable mileage and a report from or on the Southern Iowa Council of Governments Trust Fund. They will also hold a budget work session with discussion to continue after their last regular agenda item. The Adair County Board will also act on a 28E sanitarium agreement with the Guthrie County Environmental Health, and they'll hear a regular report from County Engineer Nick Kaufman, who will present information for possible action on a farm-to-market rock contract and bond with a Shilberg Construction Company, the signing of a bond for a bridge project, and the signing of a detour agreement for Highway 25 with the Iowa DOT, along with his regular report on secondary roads maintenance and activities. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources wants to know residents' thoughts on improving water quality in the state. The DNR is conducting its triennial review of water quality standards. Iowa residents can attend one of three meetings. The meetings allow for Iowans the opportunity to provide the DNR with information and help setting the goals for streams and rivers. The meeting is set for 4 p.m. locally in Harlan on January 25th. You can also submit written comments by mail. You can look at the address for that and who that goes to under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Mary Pat Lee, age 69 of Wyota, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center. Funeral services for Mary Lee will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church at Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Philip Butch Froelich, age 79 of Coon Rapids, died Friday in Carroll. A mass of Christian burial for Butch Froelich will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Russell Dale Adams, age 91 of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Russell Adams will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Catherine Martin, age 87 of Erling and formerly of Shelby, died Friday. Funeral services for Catherine Martin will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jeremy Todd Brooks, age 46 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. No services are planned for Jeremy Brooks, but a visitation with his family will be held on Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Colleen Wheatley, age 79 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. A prayer service for Colleen Wheatley will be Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Vera Leona Schuning, age 102, of Avoca, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Vera Schuning will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Michael Atkinson, age 78, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Memorial services for Michael Atkinson will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Norman, age 96 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Cremation has taken place and a committal service for Ruth Norman will be held at a later date in the Sunnyside Cemetery in Milton, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jack DeWolf, age 96 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Jack DeWolf are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Milo Peterson, age 92 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Milo Peterson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.